Blog Talk Radio.
Check this out.
We got a great show.
Check this out.
We got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody, check it out.
All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station. Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Reverend Joanna Johnston. So wonderful to be here on this lovely night, evening night, Friday night. It's always good, Fridays, always a good time. And it's amazing what happens on Fridays. I can't believe it. It's like, goodness, I'm surprised it's not Friday the 13th or something. You know, usually it's always a mystical day. But something amazing seems to be happening in the air now. And I woke up listening in on the news that's been going on in the air, basically. By the way, this is Dr. Reverend Joanna Johnston, sorry, and I'm with the Infinite Solutions Radio. That's infinitesolutionsradio.com. And goodness, there's just so much going on. I mean, it's really good news that's happening. I mean, it will blow your mind because you're probably thinking, wow, you know what? All this stuff that's going on right now, I don't know if it's true. I think it might be hokey. You know, is this really happening? And I'm the same way. Whenever I start hearing news on the media or even if it's not behind, you know, like maybe Russia Today before it's news, you know, all that stuff on the internet, I began to just be very skeptical because a lot of times they talk about things to get people all hyped and excited and things don't ever happen. So, excuse me, I'm one of those skeptics when it comes to that. And, you know, when people try to feed me things like, yeah, whatever, what has it got to do with you? You know, be happy now, who cares, you know? That's pretty much how I am. But anyway, some really interesting stuff that could not be ignored. It was really funny because my ex-husband, he sent me a text and he goes, did you know that the UK broke away from the European Union? And I'm like, what? I'm like, I wonder what that means. Is this true? Where's the source coming from, you know? And then right away, my girlfriend from the UK tells me exactly what's going on. And she commented the same thing. And, you know, she said the exact same thing. She says, yes, you know, they're definitely, they broke away. We're now an island. And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. And then I asked her, how long has the European Union been in control of England? You know, I haven't really done much research on that. And she said, oh, it's been since, you know, the 1970s. And I thought it was very, very interesting. She said, Britain joined the European community back in 1973, and there was Tory Prime Minister Edward Heath took Britain in. Okay, so she basically she put in something very interesting, and I was like, wow, this is trippy, you know, what's going on and why, and they're talking about David Cameron resigning, he's the Prime Minister, and she says the whole point of the NWO, New World Order, was to control every single control under one controller, one country, into one country. And that's basically what's happening, what has been happening for many years. And I did remember when watching Alex Jones, the same thing happened. There was a movie that I watched years ago back in 2008, and it was all about how this was going to happen, that, you know, the European Union came together, and then pretty soon they're going to make the Amero Union, and then, you know, Asia's going to come together under one rule and all this crap. They're going to make all these unions, make it sound really pretty that, oh, you know, you get all these benefits, you get to travel without any borders, everything's going to be fine and dandy, but actually, you know, they're like your best friends at first, and then once they get you under their control, then they start to turn on you. And so this is when a lot of the countries that are under the European Union rule are now finding out. They're like, you know, we're no longer going to do this anymore. So the United Kingdom, the richest country in the world, and they decided to pull away. And that is a big victory. That's a big deal, because that means that the control by the European Union is no longer. It is, the NWO is falling apart, which is great news. Now that this is happening, you're going to start hearing things in the air. A lot of people are going to get paranoid, a lot of political leaders, all this. And one thing that came to my attention that I found very, very interesting is the fact that Hillary Clinton is now being indicted due to some information sharing on her email or her own private email, okay? I'm not going to get too specific on it, but it was very, very negative stuff. Basically, I believe it had something to do with what happened, you know, what she did, what this, you know, a lot of the negative crap that has been happening with Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of things, rumors going on around her, but there was something that was that they read that they didn't like. Let's put it that way, and it's getting her in a lot of hot water. And then I'm finding out from one of my students, my secure creditor student, one guy named Cody, he was sending me some really interesting information, and he says that this is all designed because Obama is not getting out of the office, according to him. So what he said, not really according to him, but what he heard, Obama is not going to get out of the office. And, you know, he ran for two terms, you know, 8 years together, right? Well, he cannot run another 4 years. Well, they're going to make it so that way he can stay in the office. And by doing that, he's taking down Hillary Clinton. And he's going to be trying to take down Donald Trump, because at least Donald Trump, I mean, there's a lot of positive things about him, what he's trying to do to make a major change, you know, even though there's a lot of conflicts what he stands for, but a lot of, you know, he is a self-made billionaire. He's made a lot of money, and he doesn't really need the money from the elite. He's doing it on his own, and he's running anyway for president. So what's going to happen is they are planning a false attack, where they're going to get everybody together. This could possibly be in the summertime or right before the election, which is in November. Get everybody in the convention, everybody together, and then they're going to throw another false attack, and which is going to bring on martial law. And this is going to keep Obama in, okay? And they're going to find every other reason they can to stop Donald Trump from winning, because – believe it or not, he's actually getting a lot of freaking votes. A lot of people are liking him. I mean, you think about it. He's written books. He's really well known. He's like one of the high-end successful entrepreneurs. So he's pretty much respected in that way. Like, wow, this guy, you know, kind of like a self-made millionaire. Like, to me, Jack Canfield, John Assaraf, Bob Proctor, you know, all these big guys that, you know, are very, very self-made and making their own money. So he is a threat to them. You know, it's kind of like, what's his name? One of my favorite guys, Jesse Ventura, running for president. So, you know, do some research on your own, and I want you to go check everything out and see what you think. You know, check out Hillary Clinton indictment. Just look it up. I mean, it's all over the place, all over the news. Even Judge Andrew Napolitano is actually talking about this as well. This is a world event, and of course it's going to be a world event, especially if Obama is stepping in to take her down and allowing this information to go out in the media, okay? So something very major is happening here. Who knows, maybe it could be, you know, a cahooting thing, maybe, you know, whether Obama's against Hillary, or maybe they're cahooting because they're trying to do what they can to take Donald Trump down. Who freaking knows? I don't know. But all I can say is if this is to happen, I don't believe it's going to happen very long. I don't believe he's going to stay in the office very much longer. Because why? In an energetic level, we have entered another vibrational a higher vibrational frequency of the planet, the universe. You know, the universe is parallel universes. I mean, I can get in on this a little bit later, but it's all about that. We're moving up to a higher vibration. We've moved through the, a lot of the, I don't know, supposedly, I don't know for sure, but now they're saying that we're moving right into the center of the Milky Way. But a lot of what's happening is all these energies that are coming in, these new energies, people cannot lie anymore. They can't stay lying. They can't stay in deceptive mode anymore. A lot of their closets are going to be, the skeletons of the closet is coming out, okay, out of the closet. A lot of things that are being hidden is going to be coming out, and they cannot hold this deception for too long. So at least, I mean, I'm very optimistic, and I do believe with all my heart, okay, greater things are going to happen. Greater things are going to come. We didn't come here because we're effed. We're screwed. I mean, what type of reality would that be? You know, we didn't come here because we're punished. We came here to make a difference, and a difference we are making. Okay. And speaking of differences, I have a guest that is on going to be on the show. He's actually on here right now. I'm just going to call him Bruce, and he has had some major successes dealing with a major levy with the IRS, and this is something that he's been fighting with for some time. He's actually got a very strong background dealing with the IRS a lot, and he actually got to see some serious victory happening using our technology. Very, very exciting to have him on board, and I'm going to go ahead and bring him on right now. He is a secure credit student of mine. Bruce, you're on the air.
Hi, Drana.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
How are you?
Really good. Thank you.
Wonderful to have you on tonight. Thank you so much to come and
share
your story, your success. Very excited
to
hear about it.
I'd be glad to. All thanks to you.
Oh, yeah, and you're like a genius or a master of this, huh?
Well, things are lining up for me for some reason. I just, you know, doing what you said and get that first packet sent in to Puerto Rico, registered mail return receipt, and I got that green card back from that first pack, and it was stamped the 29th of April, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. No, it was the 29th of March.
Okay.
And then that same day, I got a notice that the IRS was had filed a notice of levy. They filed it with the county, you know, and according to them, it's all official, but as we know, those things are official without a third party.
Right.
The judge actually declaring it, you know, and so I've actually used that in the past to get things off my credit and send it into the credit bureau and say, you know, this levy is not legal because there's no judgment, and I get a letter from the county office and I ask them, are there any judgments against me? And they'll write, there's no judgments against Bruce, and they'll stamp it and sign it, and then I can send that into the credit bureaus, and they'll take it off the
wow,
the levy. Yeah.
Very, and so they had a levy on your account, correct?
I did that 8 years ago in order to buy our home that we have now, and that's how we were able to do it, because it got the old levy off of the credit.
Wow.
And so
amazing.
this is a whole new levy that they hit me with on March 29th of this year. And so there they are going rogue, thinking they are the law, you know, and slap a levy on me.
So you sent, okay, so basically you just went ahead and sent the first package to the IRS, correct?
Well, I sent it to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
The address
that
you had on the instructions in Puerto Rico.
Okay. Okay, so you didn't send it to the IRS that you were dealing with? It was just Puerto Rico.
Right. I just sent it to Puerto Rico.
And then okay, go ahead.
So I had somebody check that used to work with the IRS, and I guess my name is kind of high up on their list.
really?
Of people that they, you know, don't really like to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. But all I did, guys, was I sent the first packet to Puerto Rico. And it came back, the green card came back, postmarked that they had received it on the 29th of March, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just the way things lined up, the levy from the IRS was dated the same day when it came.
Weird. Very strange.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So, about 3 weeks later, on the 18th, I believe it was dated, from the IRS, I got a certificate of release for that same levy that they put on me just 3 weeks earlier.
Wow. This is amazing. So did you put them on notice in any way?
I didn't put them on notice in any way. It just
that package went to Puerto Rico and that was it.
Yes. Yes. And,
wow.
And so, you know, in that packet, Carlos Puig Morales, his name was in there, and he's with the IRS, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so somehow it got to the IRS, maybe through him,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that started the ball rolling really quickly. I don't know.
That's really great news for you, man. That's amazing, because a lot of times, I mean, I do have my students are like, oh, crap, you know, like I've did the package, I've did that, and then I'm sending
mm-hmm.
discharges. So they have to wait to send a discharge to the IRS, and then, you know, like the IRS meaning, like, say, Ogden, Utah. And then they would get a letter that's like, oh, just, you know, wait 45 days. You don't have to do anything. I mean, a lot of them are having success that way. But
right.
This is really good news. Wow.
I was blown away. I was just totally blown away. And so since that time, from three different parts of the country, one from Austin, one from California, and one from somewhere else, they sent letters of, what do they call it? Notice of I have it right here. They're going to collect,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're going to, what do they call that? When they're going to seize assets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So I just gathered up that, that certificate of release and sent it out to them and said, you know, all been taken care of. Thank you very much.
How much, if you don't mind telling me, how much was this levy for?
About $6,000.
$6,000, that is it?
Yeah. It was,
wow.
It was, it was for alleged taxes for 2014.
Wow. For $6,000. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Where did you do your UCC-1? Where did you file it at? What state?
Washington, through the internet.
Awesome. Very awesome.
Because, yeah, I was so glad you talked about that in your training, because I was on the phone with my local state here in Wyoming trying to
mm-hmm.
file a UCC-1, and they would not let me be a transmitting utility.
Right. There's certain states that won't allow it, even in Arizona. They actually laugh
right.
at that. They're like, oh, you're not a vehicle, you know.
Right.
That's what they think. But it's very
right.
important to do that, so that way it lasts for 5 years. The lien lasts for 5 years. So,
right.
How
current.
Amazing. This
yeah.
is great news.
And
any other debt have you dealt with? I'm sorry. Any other debt?
Yeah, there was a penalty on some stuff. That I had that was about 8 years old, that I had actually beat the IRS in federal court. They had alleged that I owed them $444,000.
Whoa.
And yeah, and I that's a tough battle to beat them in court, you know, because they send the Department of Justice after you and all their legal secretaries, and oh man, it's a nightmare. But I won, and so, but they're still coming after me for penalties and interest on that. And I, you know, I wrote them a letter and I said, how can there be penalties on and interest on something that does no longer exist? And
right, so that's beautiful.
They just ignore that and keep coming, you know. And so, not too long ago, I sent a bill of exchange to them for that.
Good for you. Good for you. So let me ask you this, Bruce. It's really funny because the reason I'm asking you this, I'll tell you why in a minute. So have you used the deadly weapon letter with the package at all? Was it just that first package I told you to send to Puerto Rico?
I used the deadly weapon letter, and I'm going to use some more of them on a bunch of medical bills that we have. And I sent one to a collection agency that was just a couple $100, you know. And and they responded. They sent me back the itemized list of charges and payments that they had collected from the original owner of the debt, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they said, okay, you go, here's everything. So I'm getting ready to send them a letter and say, wait a minute, you didn't even send me half the stuff I asked for in the deadly debt letter.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice to be in power, though?
Yeah, it is. It's a good feeling.
Yeah,
it
especially
really
from your home, and you don't have to
go
to court. Isn't that beautiful just to do that?
It is, yeah. Stay out of court, whatever you do. Stay out of court and just work from home. That's the way to do it.
Exactly, work from home. Isn't that funny? But I'm telling you, because I do get – the reason I bring up the deadly weapon letter, okay, so in order to get rid of the levy, you didn't have to use the deadly weapon letter. You just went and just used the package one, boom, that was it, to Puerto Rico. And
right.
The reason why I asked that is because I have some students, and they were saying, well, you know, like some of them are very skeptical because, you know, they've been trying to get some of their stuff taken off. And they're like, well, you know, I want to know if anyone had any success without the deadly weapon letter, you know. And because the deadly weapon letter is very successful as well, but you don't have to you don't have to be a secure creditor to use it, but it does help because – you know, if they want to deny you or whatever, or, you know, be in dishonor, then all you got to do is just throw that UCC-1 or that package like you said, you know, the package to be a secure creditor their way, and then they will respect you. So it's very interesting to hear it from you. And one thing, I do want to bring a lady on here as well. She goes by Bree. I actually had her on my show last week. And she's the one who got rid of over $300,000 in debt using this technology. And and one of it was a mortgage. And I'm sure you wanted to learn a little more about that. And now she needs some expertise from you because she's got her husband had a letter from the IRS. And her husband, her late husband, he passed on. And it's over $1 million.
I listened to that blog last night.
Yeah, it's over $1 million. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she was wondering if she can get some tips. So I figure, you both can exchange information. That's not a problem. So I'm going to bring her on.
Okay.
You guys can talk away. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Bree. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Bree. How are you?
Good.
Yeah,
hope
awesome. Well,
learn something from Bruce.
Yeah, Bree, this is Bruce. Please have at it and share your information, Bree, with your success, actually. Why don't we start off with that?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Well, it took some time, but I kept with it. I first deleted, you know, I disputed everything in my credit report, and then I started sending out the letters to them to verify the debt, which they can't verify. And then I started turning them in, you know, the Fair Debt Practice Act, using that, turning them in, you know, and having them investigate it. And
So
I know, you know, that once they get involved, they contact the company too, so they know that it's the Consumer Protection Bureau. I've been filing a complaint with them, so then they look into it, and then they contact them. And it was in April, and I had 12 accounts taken off, you know, and two of my credit reports, TransUnion and Equifax, it was my mortgage. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, I couldn't believe it. But whenever, you know, doing that for a year, I'd always just keep sending everything off, you know, utilizing, you know, with my UCC and sending it to, you know, the IRS, and just came all off. And I was like, wow, this is awesome, you know.
Very powerful.
But, yeah, I my eyes got big as saucers, and I was like, I can't believe this. Oh, my goodness, you know.
tell him exactly, like, what you use, what technology or techniques did you use?
I used the deadly weapon letter that I sent off to him. And I've also used, you know, the UCC, you know, that whole package, the UCC one, letting them know, the deadly weapon letter, and then I sent that out to them.
Wow.
Which, you know, and they don't want to comply at first, and then that's when I, you know, did the Consumer Protection Act, sent all the information. Plus, you can upload, like, what you've done. So, like, copies or whatever that you sent off to them, showing that this is what you've done, and you can upload that. I've asked them to verify this particular debt. They have not verified it, you know, because you get to sit down and give your full explanation of everything that you've done. So then I would upload the files of what I had sent to them, as they, you know, they couldn't verify the debt. And then that
of course
they
not.
And then they get into it. No, and then, you know, they get into it. So it's not only that. Okay, I'm just going to ignore them. You know, they've got another company on them. So.
So you get to upload them to the Consumer Protection
Agency? Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
There's
That's
a little
neat.
Spot that says uploads, and you can upload, you know, upload your files.
Okay.
And it asks, do you have any?
This is exciting. Sorry. you uploaded like your UCC and everything on there?
Yeah.
Really?
And then I also do identity theft too. The FT, what is it? The FTC. I also go and went and filed for identity theft because I never authorized my information to go to this mortgage company because it had switched 4 or 5 times. So I never authorized my information to be released to DiTech. And so I turned them in for identity theft also.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful. And you guys, if you want to see proof, go to securecreditor.com. That's my website, securecreditor.com. I added a couple of her Experian reports. I mean, there's actually a lot more. She sent me a crop load. I have never seen anything like that either, because you were asking me, Brie, you're like, have you ever seen anything like this before? And I'm like, yeah, I have, but I only saw like a few. Well, I actually went through all the documents. I mean, it's like how many of them? Like almost 6 or 7 or something?
Yeah.
A bunch of them.
And today. Yep.
All delete. I was like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. Like, I've never seen that either. So if you want, knock yourself out, you guys. Go to securecreditor.com and check out the the proof. You guys scroll down a little bit. It says feature testimonial for the month. Here's the proof you've been wanting. Thank you, Brie. And it shows TransUnion. She knocked everything out of there. And then her credit report and TransUnion. And then it went 523 and then 743. Equifax, but then the real kicker is below that, the two reports. I mean, there's a lot more. I'm like, oh, I can't, you know, put a bunch on there. But there's a crap load of things that she just freaking deleted. And it's all because you've done the investigation. It's, you know, using the deadly weapon letter, the UCC one. And she kept pushing, right? You kept pushing up.
Yes, yes.
You didn't give up.
Nope. Exactly.
My mentor from a long time ago said, you're not beaten until you quit throwing punches. As long as you have ability to keep throwing punches, especially with, you know, mortgage and IRS, then they can't beat you.
Yeah.
Well, it was last night. I felt beat down when I opened the mail and it was a second notice stating that my husband owes $1 million in taxes, and I'm like, what? I mean, I'm fighting that, but I don't know where a number like that could have ever came from, ever.
And you know, they don't either, because when you ask them to validate it, they can't do it. And that's
exactly.
Yeah. And so that's one way to, but just like you guys were talking in the blog from the from Sunday, just say, you know, here you go, I'd like to settle this, and send them the pay pack, you know, and see what happens is kind of the way I would do it. If they put a mark on your credit, though, you can
send
it.
It's not on mine, and this is the weird thing, is it's his Social Security number, and it has not been used in 3 years. And what they've done is it's David, deceased, and then my name, but then it's my all capitals name. So they're trying to put it on me. It's not on my credit report,
mm-hmm.
but it's like they're holding him responsible, but they're going to go after me. And
mm-hmm. Because you're married. You merged corporations.
Yeah.
Why, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So what if, in order to keep her name out of it, Joanna, what if she did a UCC-1 in her deceased husband's name and sent off a packet and kept the money like she was the deceased, you know?
Well, she can actually do something like that, where she can take control and possession of the UCC, I'm sorry, of the UCC-1, take control and possession of this debt by putting him on her UCC-1, his birth certificate, his death certificate, everything on her UCC-1. And then send out the UCC-1, the UCC financing statement, and say, hey, here you go. You know, my deceased husband, you know, is under my UCC as collateral. I mean, his, you know, his birth certificate and everything. I am the authorization representative or executrix of my estate, and I'm here to handle any debt that comes my way here. So that's pretty much what you can do. I mean, you can definitely do that. And I do tell a lot of the couples out there, you know, if you can't afford to get, you know, both of your packages done separately, you can always have one or the other on your UCC-1 to start out first. And then the other one can take control of the other debt for each other. So, I mean, that's what I did. I actually have my new husband and my ex on there, but my ex wanted to be on there, believe it or not. He's like, you go protect me, please. I'm like, okay, no problem. just get their, you know, okay first before you do that.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
When I done my package, I included my girls. I didn't think to put, you know, my deceased husband on there. I didn't, you know, think would need that, but I'm kicking
mm-hmm.
myself. I wish I would have.
Right
that's
on.
So, you know, Bree, and that's so funny real quick. I just want to say real quick, from what my husband says here, he's from the UK. He's like, you know, usually when the husband or spouse dies, the debt goes with them.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
what
not
I thought.
That case in the United States. Of course not.
Yeah. The IRS will try to do all they can to involve anybody they possibly can. But what about a 16-year-old? I have a 16-year-old son who's like, Dad, you've been having some success with this. What would it take for me to do a UCC-1 and everything?
Oh, because he's a minor, he would go under your UCC-1.
Just
when
like
he
you were
turns
saying.
Yeah, when he turns 18, then he can have his own UCC-1 done, which is very smart.
Okay.
And I tell everybody, please get this done. And I'm gonna share something with you guys, something just recent. I know this is touching on a little something different. But, I mean, I do believe in optimism that good things will happen. But
mm-hmm.
right now, I mean, it's the best time to become a secure creditor. Why? And this is a question I have with a lot of people, like, well, you know, if everything's fine, everything goes back to gold standard and everything's great, then, or if there's a war and everything falls apart and the dollar doesn't exist, then, you know, where's it going to stand for the secured creditors? Well, the good thing is you're establishing your credit already. You already have credit. So that's actually a good backup. So when things do go down, you can communicate with the Treasury and everybody and let them know, hey, you know, I mean, you don't have to really rely on the dollar, because now you'll be like first come, first serve, you see, because they know who you are. You're a secure creditor. So it's very, very important. I mean, yes, it's good to stock your gold and your silver. I mean, that's what we do. But also having that backup, because credit is really going to outweigh everything. And it's getting so ridiculously tight, ridiculously tight right now in the United States. I mean, especially California and Kentucky. I just heard something very recent. Actually, it was you, right, Bree? You were telling me about child support. Oh, you got to share that.
Yes. Yes. My brother was just recently arrested for child support, and he lives in Alabama, and it was Kentucky. And they come and they expedite you back. Well, there's a buddy with him and lives in California, got a good job. They went to California, picked him up, and brought him back because he was 1 month late on child support. And what they do is Kentucky puts it as a felony. So my brother had a job, great job, all excited. The guy even hired him, and without the background report coming back, the background check, well, he got it a week later after my brother was working, and it came back felony. The gentleman did not want an excuse or anything. He said, get him off my property now. And bam.
Oh, my God.
So it's hard for him to get a job because the background check comes back as a felony. It doesn't state what it's for. It doesn't state child support. So that's a way for Kentucky to keep him in the system, you know, would keep calling him back, because how can they pay child support if they can't get a job?
And how many years was he facing? Or is he facing?
Right now, 6 years.
Jeez.
Six years
and
in prison.
Just for one day, right? Or a month he missed?
A month. Yeah, a month.
Yeah.
That is,
and,
that's scary.
Yeah. Yep. They have him do, like, a certain amount of time, but you're already, like, $10,000 is, like, an interest. You can't even catch up. I mean, it's ridiculous. I feel sorry for any of the guys, you know, it gets caught up in Kentucky with child support. They're doomed.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. I mean, now they're tackling on a bunch of stuff. Me, just recently, not too long ago, a few weeks ago, I actually, a mail came to my place in San Diego. I have a mail that goes there a lot, even though I do live in Mexico. So my channel's open just in case, because I do like to travel to the States every now and then. So it's always good to be, you know, on top of things. And this is for student loans, believe it or not. The only thing that I knew that I owed was $6,000 in student loans. Okay, because everything else, you know, it was already taken out and yada, yada. We had that taken care of. But then I get this letter saying all this interest for $30,000, over $30,000. I'm like, where the hell does $30,000 come from? It's ridiculous. So of course, I jumped on it right away. So I'll let you know, and I'll keep you posted. But I love having fun with this stuff, because when I get something, it's like, oh, really? You know, okay, cool. I'm gonna try this one out then. I'm like, that's what they're doing. Like you were saying about the $1 million tax stuff. You know, they're just throwing down numbers, and they can't prove anything. And that's why you got to come back at them and say, can you please provide a certified final forensic internal audit of this account in accordance with Basel III Unitral Conventions, IFRS, which is International Financial Reporting Standards. You have to abide by that internationally. And GAAP, which is Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, which is, you know, for the United States, just like a virus. If it doesn't abide by I believe it used to be called the Spurzoan postulate. If it doesn't abide by that rule of being a virus, well, according to accounting principles, if a debt is not in alignment with what a true debt is, it's not a debt. It's not valid at all. So that's why you got to keep at them. And, you know, it's my students out there, I'm letting you guys know, and the newbies, don't ever give up. You know who you are. You know it's wrong. Don't ever give in to this. Because the more you do, I mean, this is your challenge on this planet. You know, you came back here for this challenge, this establishment that's been around for thousands and thousands of years, all going all the way back to the Vatican, the Roman Church, even way above that, to the rich, rich families that are controlling this whole situation. But the good news is I'm seeing things falling apart one by one, and I just what I was sharing with you guys, the European Union, I cannot freaking believe that England decided to say, screw you. And for them to walk away, that is a big deal, and it's going to ricochet all through everywhere. So you're going to start seeing a lot of things crumbling before our eyes in a good way.
That's so true. The stock market went down a record amount. Well, it was like near record amount today, 610 points, and it may go down some more tomorrow. We'll see.
Oh, really?
Because of that thing in Britain.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know what? Actually, gold went up. I got to check my gold.
Yes, everything, right? Everything on the market was down today except gold and silver. They were the only things that were up.
Oh, guys, that's what I'm saying. jump on that. Definitely, and especially your silver. Silver is very, very powerful. Especially
right.
that's really, really going to be helpful. They even said silver is even going to jump up even more than gold. I mean, either way, they're all precious metals. Handle that. This is beautiful, guys. So this great things are going to be happening. It's happening now. So now you're going to get to Hillary, you're going to see everybody just kind of, whoa, what's going on? And things are going to get really rocking and exciting within the next few months. I'm seeing it right now. So good thing, get your secure creditor out there, position out there, get it established, because you never know what's going to happen, you know, never know.
It is so true. I liked your lead-in. And Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad books, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He had
him.
Somebody on his blog the other day who wrote a book, and he said that inflation is going so fast, you know, everything from bread to milk to everything that it's like, he gave an example of a stadium with a magic water dropper, and he asked people, okay, if the drop of water doubles every time, every minute it doubles, how long would it take the entire stadium to fill up with water, this big football stadium? And there's all kinds of different answers, but the answer was 50 minutes.
Wow.
And at minute 45, it's only up to your shins. And he said, that's what's happening with inflation right now. And pretty soon, nobody's going to be able to afford to eat, you know. So we need to have these be secure creditor and have these in place. Like you were saying, you know, this is so important right now.
Yeah, and you know what? Even you can even have your precious metals, everything, you know, put in your UCC1. And if you want, when you're ready for the next step, even though you're getting full with level one already, when you're ready for the next step, you can also communicate with one of my higher contacts. He goes by Stellar, and he is really good. He deals with private trust, opening up having a 90 EIN, which is a foreign tax-exempt number, not an EIN. I'm talking 98 EIN, and he helps you to get your own account where you can move your money through this 98 EIN. It's like a trust, a foreign trust. So he's really good with that. And then he hooked up with somebody who actually knows how to do foreign trust. Not just a trust in the United States. We're talking foreign. So he's got a really good background. And he was talking about precious metals and everything. They know how to, secure that and everything in your account. So, I mean, he's definitely the next level. I mean, it's way more complicating than the stuff that I teach now. So I just give it all over to him. I had my students over and I'm like, you have at it, buddy. You know, so, but it is a very smart thing to do is at least get your gold and silver, everything in place, and please, you know, it's very important to become, you know, secured. And also wanted to bring up, there's something, a girlfriend of mine, she was sharing with me yesterday. She was actually very, very well off for the longest time. She actually owned five houses, lived in a San Diego, and she runs a nanny business, okay? And she lost all her home because of the 2008 thing that was going on. And anyway, so she, you know, now she's starting to understand that things are not right. Something's going on now. You know, at first I tried to reach her about it, and she just wasn't really there, you know. Now she's actually coming to me to share something really interesting, and it's basically her daughter. She has an 8-year-old, 9-year-old daughter who's going to public school, and this is how bad it's getting in California, okay. She forgot to sign her initials on her homework, her daughter's homework, or some important paper or whatever. So you know what they do? They freaking punish the little girl, and they stuck her on a bench and said, you're not to go out for recess. All because the mother forgot to put her initials or something very stupid and had the daughter get in trouble for it. And she was, like, crying. She's like, every single day, she comes home, she tells me these things, and I'm just crying every day I pick her up, and she's crying, and I'm like, is your daughter going to public school or private? And she's going to public. I go, get her out of a public school immediately. Because when you put your kids in a public school, you're allowing the government to say, I can do whatever the heck I want with you and the parents.
Yeah.
That's why they charge for truancy. They throw you in jail for it. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And I said, it's a Nazi camp. I said, at least put them in a private school or a charter school, and they're not as hardcore, because publics are, like, just the worst. And so I wanted to share that, and I'm thinking, you know, it's a very touchy situation when children are involved, and they're getting treated not very nice by the establishment.
Good definition of schools today are Nazi camps. I like that.
They are, and I say get all your children in on as collateral. I mean, your kids are too young right now to have their own, but they'll be safe enough on your UCC and your security agreement and everything, keep them safe out of harm's way and to prevent it. Yeah, it's always good to have preventative measures, you know. Get them out of the schools and do home study if you can. I mean, home studies are actually becoming very, very popular right now. So that's a good thing. I mean, there's many avenues you guys can go. So I share that to everybody out there if you have any kids, you know.
We can tell you're passionate about it.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, I have four kids. I got four. I have two that are with me. I got a 23-year-old, and I have a 17-year-old. I haven't seen since she was four. And when she turns 18, she cannot wait to come out to see me, and I can't wait to see her. Long story, it was a bad thing that happened between me and her father, because I'm different. You know, I'm intuitive and all that. I'm psychic. And he couldn't deal with it. He couldn't handle it. So he kind of went the extra mile, and he dealt with things in a very negative way. But in a way, even though it was horrible at the time for me, I actually look back and I actually thank him, because if he never did what he did, I would not be here helping everyone else out.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, we thank him too then.
Yeah, thank him also. You know, I do believe this, you guys. I do. We tend to. It's like we sign a contract on either side. You know, we have a blueprint, and we're like, okay, in order for you to awaken into who you are, you have to trigger something for you to remember, and you have to go through a horrible situation, traumatic event, or something that's just going to knock you off your butt and say, whoa, wake up now. And that was one of the things that actually woke me up and got me into who I am and met the people on the way that actually woke me up as well to a lot of things going on during that time. And now I know and I realize, well, it was the most painful thing I had to go through, but how funny. And here's my daughter looking for me the whole time, and I thought she'd be so upset with me. She wouldn't understand. But I know deep inside she knows what's up. And she's actually on my Facebook. I'm so happy. She's liking a lot of my comments. So, I mean, it's a big deal for me. And her name's Drenna also. So, good things. But thank you so much, Bruce. And Bree, if you guys have anything else you'd like to share, that's fine.
I was just going to say, if she wants to go to your scene.life account, and she can see I'm one of your contacts and send me a contact thing, then
okay.
She and I, you know, talk more if she needs more questions about IRS or anything like that. And certainly I want to see
yeah.
her stuff on securedcreditor.com.
Yeah, definitely. Go on securedcreditor.com and find it. And I have you both as my friends on scene.life. And
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and bring you together, okay? So that way you guys can communicate and who knows, maybe
good.
Start a group. Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah.
See what you got to do.
Thank you so much,
Joanna. You're very welcome, you guys. You have a lovely evening, lovely weekend, all right? Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, you guys. All right, so you guys got to hear it from my students, both my students who have taken my Secure Creditor webinar, the e-course, even had the service done, everything, and they are having major, major success. Isn't that lovely? I mean, especially Bruce's story, I thought that was pretty darn interesting. I mean, just send the package over to Puerto Rico, and what happens? Everything got released, the levy and everything. That's all it took, you know? And then Bree, even though she had to fight long and hard for about a year, but the reward has been amazing. I have a couple of her stuff posted on the securecreditor.com. You just got to scroll down and look at the Experian, the credit reports, and you can see for yourself that it's been deleted. That's just a couple of them, by the way. I got a lot more from her. It's just I couldn't fill up the whole, you know, webpage with all that information. But if you want to become a student, you guys are interested, even if you guys can also sign up for scene.life, that's S-E-E-N dot life, okay, which is private. And, you know, Scene.life is very private. It's like Facebook, but it is extremely private. Like, they actually respect your privacy, okay? They're actually connected and affiliated with Unseen.is. That's UNSEEN.is, based out of Iceland. So they really take privacy. They really respect privacy a lot, okay? So, and you can actually get your own encrypted email and everything. So it's very, very awesome what's going on. And you can sign up for scene.life and then friend me on Drew. I go by Drewanna Wales, okay? And I will bring you into the non-adverse group, which is a public group, so everybody can join. You don't have to be a student. And I can also post a lot of the testimonials and proof so you can see with your own eyes as well. And if you want to sign up, if you wish to sign up for the Secure Creditor webinar that's coming up in July, the deadline is July 2nd, okay? This is a webinar. So basically what happens is you will sign up, and on July 8th the webinar begins, but it's actually recorded, pre-recorded for March of this year, which is the most advanced up-to-date information that you'll ever get, okay? And you get to sign in anytime you like online, which is cool. You're going to view the videos. I got the training videos on there to walk you through how to put your package together. I got all the documents in there as well if you just want to go and sign up for the webinar only. And then there's a couple days I do set aside in mid-July where I will be on the phone. It'll be a teleconference, and you guys will get to ask any questions. But I do ask that you follow through. You've watched the videos to the T. Follow all the instructions, and then when you're ready, when we'll be ready to schedule for the teleseminar or teleconference, and you can ask as many questions as you like, hit me up with them. I don't care, and I will be there to help you all the way, okay? This may be the last webinar I'm going to be doing. I've been doing this for about 4 years now, and we are getting ready to do a workshop. We're thinking sometime maybe September, October, and we're going to be doing a live physical workshop where you're going to have to fly in. We're actually preparing to do it in Rosarito Beach where we're at in Mexico. We're like about an hour away from San Diego. The beautiful thing about it is you can freely come visit us here. You don't even need a passport, believe it or not. You don't need a passport if you have an issue with that and getting your passport. You can come right into Mexico, drive on through San Diego, okay, California, and when you're ready to go back to the States, all they ask is your ID, any type of ID, and a birth certificate. That's all you need. You don't need a passport, even though they say, oh, you need to get a passport. If it's your first time doing it, they'll just give you a warning, that's it, and you'll be fine, and you'll be able to walk on across. You can even walk across through the Tijuana airport, and they have a bridge that's joining the States and Mexico, so you can just walk on across. It's really, really, really cool. Real nice airport, too. So you have a lot more freedom. And I feel that, you know, once you come to see us, you'll feel more at ease. You'll feel more free. You know, you're no longer in the States. You're going to keep looking over your shoulder or feeling like, you know, just that feeling, that vibe. And I remember it very well when I was living there. I hated it. Hated it. Always felt like, oh, my God, any day they're going to knock down my door. You know, I had a lot of fears as well. But when you come to Mexico, you're just so free to be yourself. You're like, yes. And the beautiful thing, even if you do have your passport, you can even stay in Mexico for up to 6 months and just keep stamping it every 6 months. You don't even have to, like, and it's like $20, $30. That's it. I mean, it's real easy to live here, especially if you got someone you love from a different country, like my man here. He's from a different country. He's from the UK, and there was no issues with it at all. He just comes right in. They basically welcome you with open arms and have some tequila, and you're on in. I love it, man. We love Mexico a lot. So they're not as strict, you see, as all these other countries that you – very, very annoying. And, yeah, so very, very, very interesting stuff. So I just wanted to share that with you. And so, I mean, if you want to take advantage and you cannot leave your home, you're like, there's no way in hell I'm going to go travel, please, I can't do it, then you really want to sign up for this webinar, this July webinar. I don't really know when I'm going to have another one if I do, but I do prefer to just do it all in workshop because it's private. You know, you're private. I want to be private. Everyone needs to be private and be in a place to teach you where everyone's free to be themselves and be happy and have a good time. You're going to have a wonderful time here. Lovely time. Okay? So, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and take a quick little break here. And, yeah, I guess we still have 1 hour. My goodness. Take a break, and I'll be back, and I'm going to be talking to you about something interesting that I'm learning from Jack Canfield. Okay, I'm actually a student of his, and we're actually going to be going to his training for about 7 days. I get to be trained by him in person, and we're talking about the man that has written several books on Chicken Soup for the Soul, and he's written so many books. He is a multimillionaire. He was also on the movie The Secret. There's a part on there that is really awesome. He talks about visualization a lot, and this is how he became successful using visualization and the law of attraction. But I'm going to be learning how to train and teach the successful principles as well, because I've applied it in my life, which I've noticed my life has been very, very successful too. And it's very helpful. It's transformative coaching is what it is, because in order to transform the world around you, we have to learn to transform ourselves first. Once we're able to transform ourselves, we have to, you know, it's basically how we react to a problem, how we react to a situation. You know, if something that comes at me that's just real negative, how are you going to react? We all have a choice on that. We can choose to say, oh, okay, you know, there must be something meant to be, you know, it could be a reason for that. I wonder what's the bigger picture, or, oh, my God, son of a gun, what the hell, you know, and it just ricochets from that. So we always have a choice in how we're going to respond, and realizing that we are not a victim. We take 100% responsibility for our life, always. And when you come at your life like that, when you come out like that, when you have come from in that way, your whole life starts to shift. Your whole life starts to change. You're no longer blaming people for your problems, okay? You start to learn a lot of this, and it's so amazing. These success principles have helped so many people become successful in their life, made a lot of money, tripled their money in any type of work that they do, whether it's creative, conventional, doesn't really matter. It just helps all areas of your life, and I do believe that this as well, you follow the success principles, it can help you with as being a secure creditor too, because how you're able to handle things. Now, I've gotten a lot of throughout the years, I've gotten a lot of people that are very victimized. They're very much as victims. And that's how I started out, too, big time, okay? Blamed the world, blamed everybody for everything. And then after learning the principles of, number one, taking responsibility, you realize, wow, you know, I did have a choice. I did not have to marry that guy. You know, if I would have never married him, or maybe after, or being married, and maybe if we were, even when we had a dispute with each other, didn't get along, if I would have handled it in a different manner, was more mature about it, maybe acted more responsible, even though it was real screwed up, I could have handled things in a different way where things didn't get out of control, you see. We're always in control in a lot of ways. So anyway, I'm going to let you go with that. Go ahead, and I'll be right back.
Check this out. We got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody, check it out. All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
Back. I'm Dr. Reverend Joanna Johnston with InfiniteSolutionsRadio.com. Okay, so I'm actually not going to be on much longer, but I am going to wrap something up with you regarding this amazing principle. And I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to read out of this book because I want you guys to get it, okay? Because I had to get it too. And I realized once I started applying this principle, this one principle in my life, everything changed. So I'm going to go ahead and share this with you guys. Here we go. Okay. Take 100% responsibility for your life. One of the most pervasive myths in the American culture today is that we are entitled to a great life, that somehow, somewhere, someone, certainly not us, is responsible for filling our lives with continual happiness, exciting career options, nurturing family time, and blissful personal relationships simply because we exist. But the real truth, and the one lesson this whole book is based on, and by the way, this book is called Successful Principles by Jack Canfield. If I were you, go grab a copy as soon as you get off this, we get off this radio show, if I were you. Good book to read. The real truth and the one lesson the whole book is based on is that there is only one person responsible for the quality of the life you live. That person is, who is it? You guys. If you want to be successful, you have to take 100% responsibility for everything that you experience in your life. This includes the level of your achievements, the results you produce, the quality of your relationships, the state of your health and physical fitness, your income, your debts, your feelings, everything. This is not easy. In fact, most of us have been conditioned to blame something outside of ourselves. That's why we get politicians, right? They're supposed to save us. Sarcastic. So we blame something outside of ourselves for the parts of our life we don't like. We blame our parents, our bosses, our friends, the media, our coworkers, our clients, our spouse, the weather, the economy, our astrological chart, our lack of money, anyone or anything we can pin the blame on. We never want to look at where the real problem is. It's ourselves. There's a wonderful story told about a man who's out walking one night and comes upon another man down on his knees, looking for something under a street lamp. The passerby inquires as to what the other man is looking for. He answers that he is looking for his lost key. The passerby offers to help and gets down on his knees and helps him search for the key. After an hour of fruitless searching, he says, "We've looked everywhere for it, and we haven't found it." are you sure that you lost it here? The other man replies, no, I lost it in my house, but there is more light out here under the street lamp. It is time to stop looking outside yourself for the answers to why you haven't created the life and results you want. For it is you who creates the quality of the life you lead and the results you produce. You, no one else. To achieve major success in life, to achieve those things that are most important to you, you must assume 100% responsibility for yourself, 100%. Nothing less will do. 100% responsibility. Okay, so here's something I'm just going to skip on over, and I think it's very, very interesting. It's called E plus R. This is a specific formula, okay? E plus R equals O, meaning E is event plus R is response equals O, which is outcome. Number one, okay, the basic idea is that every outcome you experience in life, whether it is success or failure, wealth or poverty, health or illness, intimacy or estrangement, joy or frustration, is a result of how you have responded to an earlier event or events in your life. If you don't like the outcome you are currently getting, there are two basic choices you can make. First, you can blame the event for your lack of results and outcome. In other words, you can blame the economy, the weather, the lack of money, your lack of education, racism, gender bias, the current administration in Washington, D.C., your wife or husband, your boss's attitude, the lack of support, the political climate, the system or lack of systems, and so on. If you're a golfer, you probably even blamed your clubs and the course you played on. No doubt all these factors do exist, but if they were the deciding factor, nobody would ever – Jackie Robinson would never have played Major League Baseball. Sidney Poitier and Denzel Washington would have never become movie stars. Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer would have never become U.S. senators. Aaron Brockovich would never have uncovered PG&E's contamination of the water in Hinckley, California. Bill Gates would never have founded Microsoft, and Steve Jobs would never have started Apple Computers. Oh, God, I would have died. He was awesome. For every reason why it's not possible, there are hundreds of people who have faced the same circumstances and succeeded. Lots of people overcome these so-called limiting factors. So it can't be the limiting factors that limit you. It is not the external conditions and circumstances that stop you. It is you. We stop ourselves. We think limiting thoughts and engage in self-defeating behaviors. We defend our self-destructive habits, such as drinking and smoking, with indefensible logic. We ignore useful feedback, fail to continuously educate ourselves and learn new skills, waste time on the trivial aspects of our lives, engage in idle gossip, eat unhealthy food, fail to exercise, spend more money than we make, fail to invest in our future, avoid necessary conflict, fail to tell the truth, don't ask for what we want, and then wonder why our lives don't work. But this, by the way, is what most people do. They place the blame for everything that isn't the way they want it on outside events and circumstances. They have an excuse for everything. Number two, you can instead simply change your responses to the events, the way things are, until you get the outcomes you want. You can change your thinking, change your communication, change the pictures you hold in your head, your images of yourself and the world, and you can change your behavior, the things you do. That is all you really have any control over anyway. Unfortunately, most of us are so run by our habits that we never change our behavior. We get stuck in our conditioned responses to our spouses and our children, to our colleagues at work, to our customers and our clients, to our students, and to the world at large. We are a bundle of conditioned reflexes that operate outside of our control. You have to regain control of your thoughts, your images, your dreams and daydreams, and your behavior. Everything you think, say, and do needs to become intentional and aligned with your purpose, your values, and your goals. I mean, I can go on and on with this, but I think you guys need to get this book. It will blow your mind. But I will give you some tips on this. This is something that I've actually have learned myself. Okay, so basically what you do is you just put, you focus on, you know, the things that you want only. Don't focus on the negativity. Don't get caught up on watching videos, the news. I mean, a little bit, but don't get really caught up in that where you lose yourself, okay? It's good to get some info on certain things, but when you really lose your life into it, then you've allowed it to control your reality. What your brain, what you what you put your focus on, your brain becomes. So if you're putting your focus on constant, the cops are beating the crap out of people and the judge is going to kill you, and or people slicing each other up, when you're constantly seeing that, and then all of a sudden, what do you get? You get a reaction. You start to get mad, and then your behavior starts to shift, and you want to go out and you want to kill somebody. Your brain becomes that. You become that. So what you got to do immediately is change the channel and just start focusing on good, inspirational movies, things that make your heart sing, make you happy, make you feel good, and know that when you shift your mindset, success is going to come, and it always works this way, okay? There has actually been a statistic, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but there was it was in a book that I was reading by an author called Greg Braden. Very, very good book. I don't remember exactly. It was Spontaneous Something. I got to remember the book. Actually, I'm going to look for it on my Kindle here while I'm talking away to you guys. But it's a very, very good book. And he explains how in the Middle East, they've actually did some type of a project. You know, there's a lot of war going on, people fighting with each other and all that, everything that you hear on the news, right? Well, they decided, we're going to try something different. Why don't we just all in a circle, close our eyes and just meditate? And guess what? It was not about world peace. It was not about peace with everybody and hopefully, imagine this light around the globe. None of that. Guess what they were focusing on the whole time? They were meditating on feeling good. They're meditating on themselves, feeling at peace, feeling loved, feeling relaxed. That was all. Had nothing to do with outside. It had everything to do with inside. So what does that mean? What does that tell us? That means that everything that's happening around us, chaotic, peace, whatever you want to call it, begins from inside us. So, of course, we've been programmed by the system and everything and how to think, how to react, what to believe, who to vote for, because that person outside myself is going to make a change. How would you like to hear that you're the one who's going to make a change and you can do so by tonight? If you don't like your life right now, if you feel that it's out of control, this is what I'd like you to do. I want you to go into your room or a place that's quiet and peaceful, put on some incense or some nice little scent. Listen to some nice meditative music. It could be anything, just beautiful angel singing. It doesn't matter. And close your eyes and really take it in and just imagine. I want you to imagine a beautiful, warm, bright white light above the top of your head. And it all of a sudden goes down into your head, your shoulders, all through your body, like this warm light all through your body, okay? And do this. Just do this. Listen to the music and only focus on peace, relaxation, love, focus on your heart chakra and imagine the heart chakra, like say it's the color green and it's expanding all through your body, just around you. If you want, you can project it out into the universe as well, but really focus on you. You do this for a week and I'm going to tell you guys right now, your life is going to change. You're not going to get a bunch of people hackling you, people knocking on your door, you got to go to court. I'm telling you, it all begins with you. You can start doing this right now. If you want to change with your life, with your reality, and you want, let's say, Donald Trump or who knows who, you want good things to happen, okay? It's going to affect them. By putting this energy and this light onto yourself, you're going to affect everybody that's outside of yourself because really they're not outside of you. They're inside of you. Okay, there's a good book to read about that. There's two books. I'll give you guys a homework tonight, okay? Actually, three books. I'm a bookworm, I know. Okay, so sometime this week, please go get these three books. One of them is, again, Success Principles by Jack Canfield. I think you should all own it and tell everyone else you know to own it. There's a book called Frequency by Penny Pierce. Frequency, you can find it at the bookstore at Barnes & Noble. And The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot, okay? Dedicate yourself for the next couple months and really, really read these books. It's going to change the way you look at things. It's going to change the way you perceive things, and you're going to realize within yourself, crap, I am Superman. I am Superwoman. I can control my reality. Yeah, I used to use the word magician, magic, if you will, if you want to call it that, but it's got such a hokey connotation to it. I kind of prefer to stay away from that now because I have freaked out a lot of people, and people like to believe, oh, God, you're practicing witchcraft, you're the devil. So, no, it's not. It's all energy, and it's all the power of your thoughts. When you focus on things that you don't want, a thought that makes you unhappy, and then all of a sudden, you really focus on that thought for the longest time. All of a sudden, you go, you fall, you trip, you start to hurt. You know, you fall on something, you scrape your knee. It's all due to the thought. Because what happened? It was the event. You focused on it so much, you created an event, and therefore there was an outcome, a response, and then there was an outcome. You see, the event was the thought. So, which is exactly what takes us back to E. Event plus response equals O, outcome, okay? So you want to start with the event. You want to focus on something that makes you very happy, what you're striving for, what you're passionate about, what you want to be, what you want to do in life, so you can create a better response, therefore you get a better outcome. Pretty awesome formula, huh? Try it out and see what happens. But that's something I wanted to leave you with before I move on here and before I go. These are very interesting books. We're now starting to see tangible evidence that we are moving into a different reality, many realities. This has been going on forever, though, by the way. This is an ongoing thing. This is not something brand new, like, oh, my God, parallel universe, it just exists now. Oh, my gosh, no, this has been going on forever. It's just that now we are beginning to take notice of that. We're now taking notice of, okay, the birth certificate. Holy crap. You know, they turn it into a marketing scam. Basically, you know, they're using my name to market off of, okay? We had no idea, and now, you know, they turned me into a corporation or my name into a corporation, you know, and these corporations that we're dealing with, they're fictional, they're not even real, you know, and they say that there's debt and there's no debt. I mean, that right there alone freaked me out. I'm thinking, what the hell type of universe am I living in now, okay? So that was the first evidence of realizing that something that I thought was real is not really real, that this is all played out, a played-out event, and it's actually been designed to be this way for some reason. So now we're realizing, you know, now we're taking notice of things, of people that we thought died years ago, and then all of a sudden they never died, or maybe it's been hidden, you know, maybe it was lied about that they died, but then, you know, it was hidden, and they faked their death. There was one guy, Tupac, I thought he died, and then they ended up finding out that he was in freaking Cuba the whole time. So who knows if he faked his death or he really died in another reality. I don't know. But that's when we start moving into parallel universes. This is something that scientists have already known about. We are already vibrating in that. There's all different universes. How you move into these universes is really simple. Check this out. It goes along with the formula that I just shared with you. When you focus on something positive that you want to create and you know that you're in control of by the way that you respond, guess what happens? You just jump into another universe, another parallel universe, okay? So the more you keep practicing this, you're going to keep vibrating in that higher frequency, that higher vibration, where good things are just going to start coming to you in your life. It's that simple. It's not as hard as you think. But if we tend to keep focusing on the negative, oh my gosh, Obama's going to, you know, screw us up, and oh crap, we're effed, we're screwed, everybody. And I get that a lot. I get a lot of comments like that, and I'm like, no, we did not come here to be screwed. I'm sorry. We're here to make a change. So if you focus on that, and then your response is going to be what? It's going to be anger. You're going to be upset, and then it's going to trigger what? A behavior. You're going to be pissed. You're going to want to throw a plate at somebody. And then the outcome, what are you going to get with that? You're going to fail in life, okay? You're going to probably end up in jail. I mean, it's not a no-brainer. So, and what happens, you just made the decision, that choice you made the decision on, you focused on, you entered in that of a parallel reality, which is, let's say, a third dimension, where everything's so primitive, okay? So I'm just letting you guys know, you're always in control. All you have to do is abide by this formula, and it's going to change your life. It's going to help everything, your job, your marriage, your relationship with somebody, your friends, money, everything. You're going to start to take control and be more responsible. So I give you this. What would it take for you to just, okay, maybe 100% is a little too much right now. So let me give you this. How about 5%? Try 5%. 5% responsibility. If you were to take just 5% responsibility in your life, what would you do? you know, like me, for instance. Okay, so I decided to take a little 5% more responsibility than I ever did before. And that was to finally get a trainer, a physical trainer, and start working out at a gym. I talked about it. I complain about it. I complain about my weight. I get upset. I cry. And you know, and I realized after, you know, a few months of doing that, I realized, well, crap, let's see, I'm not changing here. And I can keep going on, and I have to realize that I'm the one who's responsible for myself. So when I finally took just 5% responsibility and I called a trainer and everything has changed. We've trained with her for about a month now, and we're actually seeing results. You see, it was that simple. So you can start with something like that, something very small, something that you were like lagging on. You're like, crap, you know, I wish I could do it. I'm so mad. You complain about it, but you know you can change it. Try that and see what happens. Give it about a month and see how your life changes and direct with that, okay? Your life is going to change, and it's going to get better, and it can only get better. And this is the success principles that Jack Canfield learned from Clement Stone, who was a very successful millionaire back in the day when he was working for him. So with that formula, you start to shift. You start to shift on how you change, how you perceive the world, and how everyone reacts with you, you know, if you're dealing with law or whatever. All of a sudden, guess what? People are going to start maybe acting different with you. Maybe the IRS is going to be more mellow with you. Maybe, you know, kind of like what Bruce was talking about. And to me, I'm kind of shocked. I'm like, what universe did this guy pop out of, you know? Because he's like, all I did was just send a package and then everything just fell off. Woo-hoo. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, right? And some of my students, even me included, it was a little harder than that. It wasn't just sending the package. It was like that and then putting the notice out and then waiting a little bit longer. And so within the year, you know, I was wrestling a lot with child support. And then finally they just stopped sending me a statement. That was it. And that was the last thing I ever heard from them. So it's also how you see things and perceive things and you realize, you know what, okay, you know, child support, they're after me due to my ex, and he, you know, came after me, and he was upset with me, and blah, 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 and he didn't need the money, which he didn't. Then I realized, you know what, I think I know why, you know. I have to take responsibility for this, and my responsibility is this. You know what, it was the fact I got him pissed off. I sent an email, and he got pissed off, and then he decided to come after me. He wouldn't have came after me if I never threw that email at him, because I was so angry that I wasn't able to see one of my children. So because of that, it ricocheted, and I ended up with that outcome because of the event. And the event was my thoughts, my anger, my emotions, and putting it out there, and therefore that's what happened. So I knew it was my responsibility to make it right. I couldn't blame the guy. I couldn't blame anybody. Couldn't blame the court. I had to blame myself and say, I'm going to make this right. And you know what? I did. I did, and it wasn't going to court. I never stepped foot in court. It was actually practicing the secure creditor and actually utilizing it to the fullest with amazing, amazing results. And it took a while. It took maybe 3 years for me to finally get it and being trained by my mentors to finally understand what account science was, what account principles were. I finally realized all this stuff, and it took me a while to get there. But after a while, I'm seeing the success, and as well as my students, I've seen a lot of success as well from through them, through their eyes. So it's just being, you know, we're not 100% perfect all the time. You know, we've made a lot of mistakes, or, you know, that's why we're here. We have to learn from them, okay? You know, it's like touching a hot pot. We don't know if it's hot unless you touch it, right? How are you going to know what's hot and what's cold? How are you going to know what's right or wrong? So we have to go through these experiences, which are these challenges. Okay, I don't want to say mistakes because there's no such thing as mistakes. They're called challenges in life because this is what's going to make us learn to grow up. So as secure creditors, yeah, we got our butts kicked all over the place before. We did a lot of things that were maybe not that great, you know, and blamed ourselves or we believed too much of what, you know, the church taught us, the schools taught us, or parents taught us, and then it kind of ricocheted onto us and bit our butts. So now we're here to make it right. We're here to make the peace. And therefore, we come at them as non-adverse secure creditors, as we are at peace. We're not at war. And we let them know that we are protected by the Geneva Geneva Conventions and The Hague, and we're just putting that white flag up in the air saying, hey, guys, hey, I'm just letting you guys know, you know, we're not at war here. Everything's cool, and I'm here acting as creditor to handle all debts. I realized that there was a bankruptcy. I'm not here to fight and say, that's not my debt, you know, all that. I'm here to help discharge it with my golden signature because we have the power to do that. As listening to Bree and listening to Bruce, what they did with their powerful signatures, all they had to do was sign some documents, put them on notice in a friendly manner, not really fight with them, just keep at it, keep at it, just letting them know that they haven't forgotten who they are and knowing very well that, you know, these companies are not in the right, and actually investigating them and asking questions. Hey, you know, I'm not here to fight or anything, but, you know, I'd love to pay you, but can you please provide a certified final forensic internal audit of this account in accordance with this? I'll be waiting for your mail. Thank you. And then, you know, they send you mail, and then they try to say, hey, you still owe debt. This is debt. Okay, well, you know, you still haven't provided this certified final whatever. You're only sending me an account summary. So what the hell is this? Come on now. You got 30 days. And you start working on the administrative process with them. You can even do that or just send the package in or do a discharge. There's so many routes you can go because, again, it goes back to what? You're the responsible party. You're responsible. You're taking 5%, 100% responsibility of your life. You're the secure creditor. See, before it being a secure creditor, what was it before? It was, oh, I need an attorney to handle my affairs, right? Well, things are different when you're a secure creditor. You have to be the one responsible for your life, for your reality, for your actions. And it's a beautiful thing because once they know that you are an adult now, coming age of an adult, that you don't need an attorney to settle things for you, that makes you feel like you're not, that you're incapable of handling your own affairs, a secure creditor takes full 100% responsibility. And they put aside the victim mentality and they find out, okay, what went wrong here? Okay, they didn't agree. They didn't honor. Okay, what went wrong? What's the bigger picture? How did this happen? What did I do? Did I send this? It's always about you, us. How can we make things better? How can we solve? How can we solve this situation? How can we resolve it? Not like, oh, it's because of them. They freaking did this and they pissed me off. Oh, you know, we can't come at them that way. It's got to be a peaceful way. It begins with us. And we have to realize the more that we keep walking that talk, our life is going to change and everything's going to get better. It will get better. And you're no longer this person running for your life and you're a victim and all that. So hope you guys enjoyed the show and these principles. Again, please go get this book, The Success Principles by Jack Canfield, Frequency by Penny Pierce, and The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot. There's also a few videos out there, I think five of them, called The Holographic Universe on YouTube, by a man by Stephen. I don't know his last name. I'm not sure, but check it out. It's really going to blow your mind how he really goes and explains what that the universe is a big hologram. And it's scary at first, but at the same time, it always goes back to you being the one in control. Isn't that lovely? You're the one in control, always, and nobody else. So with that being said, I say do the meditation, and if you want a better life, if you want things to be harmonious on this planet, which everyone does, I'm sure, wants that to happen, we are going through a major shift right now in the realities. A lot of changes are occurring, and it's a wonderful thing, you know. What we have to do is just step aside as well and trust, and just trust in the universe that it knows what it's doing, and it's doing a pretty darn good job. You know, once you start working on yourself, you're going to start sensing things around you all coming together beautifully like a puzzle. Wow, that wasn't that hard. Very easy. So anyway, well, I'm going to go wrap this up. And again, if you wish to sign up to become a secure creditor, the deadline is July 2nd. And the website is www.securecreditor.com. And also, if you want to join the Facebook, I'm on facebook.com/ Joanna Psychic Advisor. Please join my big forum. It's Sanctuary of Hathor, Sanctuary of Hathor, HATHOR.com. Very welcome to come sign in for free. And I should have almost 4,000 members in that new site, and they all come from a metaphysical background, you know, secure creditors, sovereignty, talk about energy, spirituality, a whole soup of a bunch of things. And you can meet a lot of friends, and I'll also turn you into meeting me on scene.life, and I can I also have a couple groups there that I'm using, which is the non-adverse secure creditor group and the private club. Secure Creditor Club as well. So very exciting. You can always keep posted, always stay posted on all the information on the radio shows. We like to do the radio show every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sometimes, occasionally, we'll do Sundays, but we like to really stick with Friday night. I think it's better. I'm actually seeing a lot more interest here for that. So... yeah, very, very lovely. And next time, you know, definitely if you have any questions, if you'd like to share your stories, please feel free to email me at Druanna, D-R-U-A-N-N-A, at unseen.is. That's unseen, U-N-S-E-E-N dot I-S. You can send me an email and say that you'd like to be a guest on my show. That'd be wonderful. We're actually looking for some good guests, some people that would like to talk about some interesting things they wish to share with us. We're very open for that, so please feel free to do so. And you guys have a wonderful evening. Go enjoy your Friday night, and you don't have to listen to me ramble anymore. Go enjoy yourself. All right, you guys. Love and light to you all. Many blessings and many great loving things happen for you this weekend and the coming weeks ahead. Bye-bye.